Viewpoint, CRTV.
Many markets in Cameroon very often go up in flames nowadays. The case of Douala is telling, as its markets are consumed by fire every so often that barely a month passes by without a blaze ripping through one market or another. In Viewpoint today, Sally Benyanyoki thinks that such fire disasters can be averted by making the right decisions now.
The recent fire disaster at the Douala Central Market stands as a tragic reminder of past incidents and also the vulnerabilities that plague our urban infrastructure and public safety measures in Cameroon as a whole. The fire devoured some 30 shops in a matter of hours, leaving shop owners to grapple with immense financial and material losses. The cause, a simple fan that was left unplugged. This exposes a deeper systemic issue that transcends mere negligence concerning the alarming realities about markets in the economic capital. First and foremost, the incident underscores the dire need for improved safety protocols and infrastructure within our commercial hubs. Markets are the lifeblood of economic vitality, and this is one of the greatest strengths of Douala that bustles with commercial activity all year round to uphold its reputation as the most vibrant economic capital in a sub-region. However, the Douala Central Market is a potential time bomb due to the dense concentration of goods and people within the market. Its inadequate safety measures make one think the recent fire was a disaster waiting to happen, and unfortunately, it did happen. The efforts of firefighters to control the blaze were severely hampered by blocked passages by traders who have set up makeshift stalls and storage spaces in areas meant for emergency access, like in other markets around the country. This is a critical obstacle that demands immediate redress. Emergency routes must be kept clear at all times to ensure that first responders can do their jobs effectively. This incident prompts a rigorous review of market layouts and ensuring that passages are free, like what is taking place in some markets in our big cities. Although the fire broke out when traders had closed for the day, the tragedy highlights the need for better awareness and education on fire safety among traders. They should be reminded of simple practices like ensuring all electrical appliances are unplugged before leaving the premises so as to prevent such disasters. Local councils and traders' associations need to work together to implement regular safety drills and provide training to market users. The economic consequences of these fires are crippling. For many shop owners, their business is their primary source of livelihood. The destruction of their shops means the loss of income, jobs, and stability for their families. It is imperative, then, that support mechanisms are put in place to help these traders recover and rebuild their businesses and their lives. This could include financial aid, loans, and technical assistance in setting up safer, more resilient commercial spaces. In the wake of the fire at the Central Market, we must also address the broader infrastructural inadequacies that plague Douala. The city's rapid growth has not been matched by the development of its infrastructure, leading to congestion and hazards that exacerbate the risk of such disasters. Investment in modernized marketplaces with robust safety features should be a priority for city planners and government officials. In fact, the fire disaster is a sad reminder of our collective responsibility to ensure the safety and well-being of our communities. Let the lesson of this tragedy not be lost to the powers that be. It should serve as a catalyst for comprehensive reforms that will protect our markets and, by extension, our economy and livelihoods. It is only by being sensitive and committed to safety that we can prevent such devastating incidents in the future.